Hey, welcome. Carm Capriotto here with Remarkable Results Radio's podcast, episode 431. Now, whether you run a small or a big shop or have multiple locations, social media is always an important business strategy. Here's millennial Sarah Frazier talking social media, and here's a taste.
You have to keep your Facebook more personable. Yes, we want to know that you work on cards and that this is what you do, but there's an art to you telling the story of your brand and your business and how you take care of your customers.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, welcome. Carm here, passionate about improving your success pathway with conversations worth hearing. And don't forget, the industry's premier podcast has our own listening app. Find it on your app store for iOS and Android. Now just key in Remarkable Results Radio, download the app, and have all the episodes at your fingertips. Invest in you. Subscribe to the podcast where you can listen free and on demand anytime. Remarkable Results Radio is proud to partner with Napa Auto Care on the 2020 Napa Expo. Now join Napa, including suppliers, industry experts, and your peers in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. It's where you'll discover the latest news and industry information and the training. You're going to love the training. Contact your Napa store for the details on how to enroll. Now I hope to see you there. My guest today is Sarah Frazier, and she's back for another episode. She has over 15 years of retail management experience. To bring her customers' service marketing and business knowledge to the automotive industry, she's recently joined forces with her dad, Bill Haas, at Haas Performance Consulting. Sarah and I sat at the ASA annual member meeting, and we talked about social media. She's deep in it as a millennial and as a person who knows her way around it. I know that her passion will help us improve our own business and our ways of communicating with our customers and tribe. She will be focusing on the importance of hashtags, along with the social media giants, Facebook and Instagram. Find the talking points to Sarah's previous episodes and her bio at remarkableresultsradio.com/E431. Now, let's get social. Hey, it's Carm here, and a warm welcome to Sarah Frazier.
Hi, Carm.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you back. I'll tell everyone what episode we did together here in a moment. We're at ASA.
Yes.
Member meeting here in 2019, and so graciously hosted to have us here with the podcast from ASA and AVI On Demand and the group. Appreciate that. So we're sitting in this really cool, all-glassed room here off the lobby of the Hilton here in Hearst, Texas, for this great meeting. And you did a seminar on Gen Z, right?
I did. This morning we did Move Over Millennials, Gen Z is Here. So it was a good recap on millennials, but also understanding that I think we've been using the term millennial for young people for so long that we're now looking at 23, 22-year-olds and still thinking millennial and treating them like millennials when in fact they are Generation Z and they think and act differently. And we need to start understanding the differences as they're coming into the workforce, as they're becoming our employee, and how they are not the millennial. And just, you know, so we talked a lot about both millennials and Gen Z and getting ready for the future with Gen Z coming in.
Great. And we did a podcast on that. And
yes.
So please go back, look up, type in Sarah Frazier or Gen Z, and it'll pop up. And you got to listen to it. It was really good. And you've really gone out and started to do a lot of seminars on that.
Yeah. So it's been fun getting out and speaking at the AVI Spring Training, and then now being invited to come and talk here today and just getting to meet so many different people and getting to hear stories that everyone's been sharing with me. You know, like after my class today, they'd come up and say, "Hey, you just described my kid. I understand my teenager better now that I've listened to you." So it's been a lot of fun just to have those interactions.
That's great. Does everyone know that you're Bill Haas's daughter?
I don't know. Maybe they do. I guess they do now.
Yeah, they do. Well, it's great. It's great. From Haas Performance Consulting, Bill, big contributor to the show, and great to see both you and your dad here. When you were at AVI, I was kind of walking around in between doing interviews, and I stumbled into a class you were doing on social media.
Yes.
And you were really pounding pretty hard on hashtags.
Yes.
And I said, hey, come on the show and let's talk about it.
Absolutely. And it was funny because that section I did on hashtags, I kind of threw in at the last minute. I was like, I'm going to throw in a slide. We'll talk about hashtags. Mm-hmm. And as we got into it, I realized we could have probably talked a whole hour about hashtags because I think a lot of people still don't quite understand what they are, how to use them, how to be effective with them. And I think a big part of hashtags is understanding it's not just getting your content seen, but getting it seen by the correct people, the right people, your ideal clients, and how we can reach them through using keywords and key hashtags.
Okay. So anyone who knows hashtags, learn something new right now. And if you're just bored with it, just tune us out because there's going to be more good stuff coming. So the fact of the matter is, I think we need to teach people. Why and what are hashtags?
Yeah, so a hashtag is a keyword that you add to your post that people can find either if you're interested in something on Instagram, you can follow hashtags. So that'll show up in your feed. Any hashtags that I follow, just like if I was following a person, sometimes if somebody uses that hashtag, I see it in my feed. Or if I'm searching for something and I search that word that you've hashtagged, your post could show up as well. The thing about hashtags is the ones that are current are always changing because when they become too overused, you don't want to use them anymore. If a hashtag's been used over a million times, the chances of your post really being seen with it is pretty slim.
So. But doesn't the most recent post with that hashtag in it come in?
If you search that hashtag, it will show you automatically the top. So
the top what?
The top post, the most seen post.
Okay, the
with
most
that hashtag,
seen.
Yes.
Ah.
But if you there is a spot then where you can click to see the recent, and that will show you the most recent.
But you got to know that.
You got to know that.
You got to know so. To look at the recent. So, yes. For example, Game of Thrones is, you know, finishing its season.
Sure.
So I imagine there's a lot of hashtag GOTs.
Let me look. I'm curious to see how many times that has been used because, yeah, I would probably try to use something a little bit more creative.
Maybe just hashtag
just
throne or something like that, huh?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Do you have to register a hashtag or you just use it?
You just use it. So if you want to do a branded hashtag or a hashtag for your business specifically, you would just start using it and ask your customers to start using it and get that used up. Hashtag GOT, 8.1 million times that hashtag has
been used. It was used.
8.1 million times.
And so I guess because it's such a crowded space, the likelihood of your post getting anywhere.
Right.
So you're suggesting unique.
More unique, but you don't want it to be too unique that it's not being used at all. So let's look here.
So you're saying is if all of a sudden I'm at my daughter's wedding and I was going to do a post, I guess if I did hashtag wedding, there's probably 20 million out there. So that may not be a good choice. But if it was Sally's hashtag Sally's wedding, that may be even better.
Sure. Or like hashtag summer wedding or the city you're in, hashtag that city or maybe the building that it's in, something like that. That's a little bit more in tune to what that event actually is.
So I see your post. It says hashtag summer wedding. And I want to see what else is behind it. I hit that hashtag. It does a search. Am I right? And it brings up anything else that in most recently has been hashtagged summer wedding.
Absolutely.
And I may see weddings from all over the darn world. And right. What's that have to do with me?
If you were trying to connect with maybe photographers that do weddings or things like that.
Let's take the event we're at. Hashtag ASA spring meeting, for example. Let's create that. We'll do a post. And if anyone sees it and they hit that hashtag, then anyone who has posted under that is going to see. No matter who posted, they're going to see all of them.
Correct.
And so think of that strategy for the service professional. If you've created a hashtag for your business, then no matter what you've done in your Facebook postings, it's all going to kind of, if you, instead of worrying about what that algorithm shows you, Facebook is going to say, we'll serve all this up.
Right. More so on Instagram. Instagram is really where the hashtagging is kind of taking over. You use them on Facebook too, but they're more common on Instagram. When you type in a hashtag on Instagram, that will show you how often it's been used.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you an idea of whether or not you should use it, where Facebook doesn't show you that information.
Okay, so when you looked up GOT, you looked it up on Instagram?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram.
Yes.
Then, you know, you keep, before we turn the mics on, we kind of went, God, Instagram is it? Because you said to me, the under 34s, yes. Instagram is it for them.
Yeah. So 90% of the users on Instagram right now are younger than the age of 34.
Wow.
And so when, you know, especially this morning talking about Generation Z and how we can sell and market to them, a big part of that is being where they are. And that's where they are, is they're on Instagram.
How do I get to become an influencer on Instagram with, you know, in this new generation?
Influencing is great. It's so if I use a product and I really, really like it and I want to put a post about it, just because, not because that company's reached out to me, but just because I enjoy that product, I like it, I'm going to do a post about it on Instagram. I will go to that brand's page, and typically in their bio, if it's a big brand, they'll have their branded hashtag in there so you know what to use. So like I buy bath bombs from a company called Lush. Well, instead of just hashtagging Lush Bath Bomb, I went and I checked out their bio and it said hashtag We The Bathers. And so now I knew that's their current hashtag that they're using. And sometimes if you have enough followers, these big companies will reach out to you and ask you to do posts for them or to be an influencer for them. I think in our industry, what we could definitely take advantage of is having these younger people doing business with us. You know, you've got
using our shop's hashtag,
using your hashtag. Yep. Or putting a story out on Instagram too. So they're sitting in your waiting room, getting their oil changed. Hey, do you mind hopping on your Instagram and doing a story about, you know, the experience you've had with our shop, da, 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 put our hashtag on there. I think that's a great way to then their peers see that too.
So us older shop owners, and I'm putting all the shop owners in this bucket of over 55 who may not understand Instagram that well, unless they've, you know, they've hired some people to do that for them, would never think of doing that.
Right. Yeah. And it's just simply asking, and they're so used to being on Instagram and taking videos and selfies of themselves. And I mean, it takes 15 seconds to hop on there and do a quick little, hey, I'm getting my oil changed. You know, these people take really good care of me. If you, you know, need car service, come and check them out. All you have to do is ask for them.
That's my aha moment.
Yeah.
My aha moment is don't be afraid to ask a millennial or a Gen Z to go on and say something nice about their current experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we helped you out. You had a problem with your vehicle and we're almost done. And you're saying, piece of cake. And four seconds later, their fingers are flying all over the keyboard. And, you know, would they ask me, what's the hashtag of your business?
Yep.
Isn't that something? Who would have thought that we would have asked? And there's built-in marketing from the millennial Gen Z customers willing to write a story about you.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we talked about this in my class this morning too. I think right now we definitely need to ask, but I think as things are moving forward, as we have great experiences with people, we're going to start sharing that and sharing their hashtags. Like, you know, like I do with Lush or other bigger companies that products that I love and that I use just because I love that product and I'm going to use their branded hashtag.
Hey, it's Carm to talk to you about how telematics can benefit your NAPA Auto Care Center. Now, thanks to NAPA's recent partnership with CarVantage, it's easy for you to connect with your customers and help to eliminate their stress over car care. The CarVantage program lets you message customers directly on their smartphone about any action they need to take, and it's all done automatically based on their car's actual health and mileage. It works like this. You provide customers with a CarVantage sensor that plugs into their vehicle and then connects via Bluetooth to their mobile phone. Then the CarVantage dashboard allows you to set up automated marketing campaigns that target customers based on specific triggers, like when they're approaching their next maintenance interval, for example, or whenever a check engine light is detected. Customers, well, they'll receive a mobile push notification and or email when they meet the criteria you specify. You can encourage them to schedule a service or send a coupon relevant to the problems they're experiencing. Now, to make an appointment at your shop, all the customer has to do is select the service, a time, and a date. CarVantage even sends you a snapshot of the vehicle's health prior to the vehicle's appointment so you can plan for the visit. Customers love CarVantage. It gives them peace of mind and the best experience in the market. Plus, CarVantage is free to them. And for you, a special offer only for NAPA Auto Care Centers lets you give CarVantage a try at a very affordable price. And it even includes free sensors. Other plans and enhancements are also available. Even more important, CarVantage helps you increase customer retention and customer spend. Talk to your servicing NAPA Auto Parts store to find out more about what CarVantage can do for your business, plus the hundreds of other things the Auto Care program has to offer. You love the company. You love the experience you had with Lush, and you're willing to talk about it and promote that company, promote the brand, promote the product on your very own. I mean, no one's paying you.
Nope.
What motivates you to do that? Is it you want to share?
That's part of it. And I think that's a big part of the millennial generation is we share everything. As you've seen us on social media, we like to talk about everything. And so when we have a great experience with somebody or it's a company that, you know, stands for things that I believe in and that does a lot of good, I'm definitely going to share that information and hope that other people enjoy their products too. And I've connected with a lot of people on social media over that, you know, so it's been a lot of fun.
Let me go back to Facebook because I think there's an awful lot of us in the industry that continue to either use Facebook, struggle with Facebook, getting ready to do Facebook. And I knew you just told me that Instagram is kind of it for the under 34 group. But let's go back to Facebook, organic type postings. I continue to hear, and you just can't post an oil change. You just got to make it personal. I'm a dog lover and, you know, a cool dog came in with an owner. I take a picture of it, love this breed, and you put it out. They get thousands of likes or hits, don't they?
Yep. People on Facebook love puppies. You can't go wrong with puppies. When in doubt, post a puppy. No. you have to keep your Facebook more personable. Yes, we want to know that you work on cards and that this is what you do, but there's an art to you telling the story of your brand and your business and how you take care of your customers. And, you know, we talked this morning about showing behind the scenes stuff on Facebook, shop tours, meet the staff kind of stuff. That transparency is huge to the younger generation.
But that doesn't work on Instagram.
You can do that on Instagram too.
You can.
Yep.
So what's the better choice?
Do them both. Yep, absolutely. Do them both.
Post a puppy on Instagram.
Yep.
Post a puppy on Facebook. But the millennial will do an Instagram hashtag, I love this place, on Instagram rather than Facebook for you.
Yep.
So let's keep that in mind. Okay. Could you say a good word for us on social media? I'm going to assume they're doing it on Instagram. That's going to be their first choice of a tool to communicate in. Now, will they take a picture while they're sitting in there? Will they post a picture or not?
Well, if you ask them to do it on their story, there's a good possibility it'll be a video. So they'll just do a quick little
live. Oh, hey. Hey, y'all, I'm here. Yep. Look at this. They fixed cars here.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, it could be a picture. On Instagram, there has to be a photo to go with it. You can't just post text on Instagram. And I think that's what's really appealing about it.
Which is cool because they're going to you're encouraging them to take a snap.
Yes.
Of, you know, maybe them in the service, them in their car, them in the waiting room. No charge advertising, no charge word of mouth, especially when you know it's going to be great.
I was somewhere recently, too, that it was like if you checked in on Facebook, you got a 5% discount or something like that. So we've seen that become more common too, asking people to check in on Facebook or...
What's that mean?
If you check in on Facebook, it just shows on your feed, it'll say checked in at this location.
Yeah.
And so then you can even put a comment with it too. You know, got my oil changed at so-and-so, and it'll check in that and tag that page.
Okay, but do I have to create that check-in box?
When you go on Facebook, like you're going to create a post, there's an option on there to check in.
So. There's an option to put the check-in box there. Yeah. Does it cost me anything?
Nope.
What you're really giving me is a great gift and of an idea here. We should, every time we post, we should put a check-in box?
No, that's more like for your customer to check in at your location.
More for my customer to check in. Ah.
Yes.
Ah.
To say that they were there.
Ah, the customer who's doing the post about your business, you would want to encourage them, hey, don't forget to put a check-in tag.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a tag, it's a box.
Yeah, it's when you go to create the post, it's an option that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how are all of us older generations going to learn all this stuff? Or is it just best that we hire people to know this?
Either way, there's so much information out there available on how to do social media. None of it's a big secret. You know, all that information is out there. It's just a matter of time. It's very time consuming to manage social media and to, you know, just I spend probably a good couple hours a week just researching hashtags for my clients and making sure that I'm using good hashtags, current hashtags, hashtags that haven't been banned, all sorts of stuff. So it's just time consuming. But I think if you have the time or somebody on your staff that you put in charge of that, you know, to learn it and manage it or to outsource it.
Full-time job to manage social media. Is that what you're telling
me? Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
And is it smart that we go outside for this?
Either way, I think as long as you make sure that whoever's doing it for you understands your brand, understands your company, and make sure that what they're posting stays true to your mission statement and the type of business you do, and isn't just posting random memes all the time that doesn't have anything to do with your business, I do think it's important to have a mix, to not always be posting automotive stuff. That's something I preach about, is you have to think like your customer. Your customer's not always thinking about their car breaking down. And so it's important to post things that they're interested in too, but also post about your business and what you do, and make sure that, you know, if you do outsource it, whoever's managing it understands your business and has a good sense of it.
But behind the scenes, what's going on at the shop? Wow, I never knew that. He loves to hike.
Yeah.
You know, he took a picture out with his wife, and that's the place I go get my car fixed. That's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, don't be bashful to tell the rest of the world a little bit about you, and let that relate itself back to your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't want to hear about, you know, the last ball joint that was cracked that came in, because it probably, okay, big deal.
Right.
It'll never happen to me. It may, and it probably will, but they can't relate to that.
I think one of the last posts I did on the Haas Performance Consulting Instagram page was actually a picture of my dogs on leashes, and it said, out walking the dogs, drinking the coffee, and listening to Remarkable Results Radio, because I was listening to one of your podcasts that day, and I'm pretty sure I tagged you in it. So,
yeah,
and I mean, that has nothing really to do with consulting or coaching, but it was what I was doing in the moment. It was kind of fun. And I got to talk about you in the podcast that was on.
Yeah.
I think it was the one you had done with Ray Fisher from ASA.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was.
And so, yeah, I just see that. And thank you for that. I'm curious, do we have to look at the moment that we're in and see how I could relate that to a post?
Yes. And I think once we start to do that more often, because a lot of times it's easy to look back and be like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that. That would have been great on social media. So it is a practice of getting in the habit of, in the moment, realizing this would be a good thing to share.
But it's something more I have to do to add to my responsibilities in the business, especially if I'm the CEO. And I keep asking these questions of you as if I was the shop owner, and this is something I knew that I had to do. Here we're on the other side talking about, I've got to maybe find someone to help me do my social media. But then, oh, I get it. So I take this picture, I send it to my social media guru, my person, they put it in this cache of pictures, and then they write about it.
Yep.
So what you need to do is you need to deliver content to them.
Yes, to help it keep it personable. So if I have a shop that, you know, they celebrate birthdays, the staff birthdays. And so they'll text me a picture of the birthday cake or the birthday lunch or whatever it was. And then I'll create the post around that. Like, hey, we celebrated a birthday in the shop today. You know, this is our technician who's been with us for so long. And, you know, this is some stuff that he's interested in, and, you know, wish him a happy birthday today, that kind of stuff. And so that personable stuff goes a long way, but somebody that's physically in the shop has to remember to take that picture in the moment as it's happening. Like, oh, we're having this birthday lunch today. Make sure we get this picture taken so we can send it off to Sarah so she can create a post for us.
Got it. Cool. Smart move. You enjoying working with Dad?
Love it. Love it.
Cool.
But we're also in different states. So it's not like we're in the same office together every day. I don't know that would, we joke about that all the time. It works really well because there's quite a bit of distance.
Well, I wish you all, you know, it's just success. You're so articulate. I mean, you know your stuff, and it's refreshing to have a young person and a woman as a trainer and a coach in our industry. I'm so proud of you and just happy for what's going on with the Haas organization.
It's been so much fun. And just, I mean, I've only been involved for a couple of months, and everybody in this industry has been incredibly welcoming and friendly. And it's just been an amazing experience. And I'm so excited to be part of
it. And I hope for you it only gets better.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank ASA, AVI On Demand, and the group for hosting me here to do this great interview with you, Sarah. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.